Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Allen Rico, and this is Business Kids Academy. How are you this morning? I am, can you believe it? I'm running super late. I'm about 10 minutes here. Well, 9 minutes late and getting started. And I knew it was going to happen because my wife, she goes to work early in the morning, and today she goes in late. And so she put back getting up till 7 o'clock. I thought, no, I'll get ready. I'll get everything going. And I've been up since 5:30, but everything started happening about 5 minutes to seven. And I mean, everything, there was just no way to get things done. And so I didn't get it done. But anyway, welcome to it'll be about a 20-minute discussion this morning. And we are talking about a need for entrepreneurs this morning. We're talking about what we're going to do as part of Business Kids Academy, why we push entrepreneurship. What's interesting is the fact that I see a large amount of individuals, and I see a large amount of people teaching entrepreneurship, and this is probably in the last couple of years. There are lots of people getting in on it, which is a good thing. It's not like, hey, there's a lot of competition, and you don't want to, there's a lot of competition, but it's good competition. And the thing of it is the people they reach might not be the people I reach. And the people I reach, they don't reach either. And it's to tell and teach people about really what's going on. We have had a great push in the last while. I would say maybe 10. Well, we're always having a push into the employee quarter from government and other individuals, making people, get a job. You got to have a job. And it's not always good. There's got to be that balance. As we've talked about before, in the four quarters that we talk about is in the quarters that the individuals are in, they can find themselves in. Quarter one is the employee, in quarter two is basically the entrepreneur. They start out by becoming a self-employed individual. And then from there, it goes, the next one, quarter three, is investor. And, that was one that I have avoided for a long time. And in avoiding that, I was trying to, because I didn't know how. I tried once before and lost money. I got scared of it and I stayed out of it. Well, it's come to a point where I've got to do it. I've absolutely I have to make those changes and I have to learn to, do what it takes. And I've been recently working with an individual who's been teaching me, and it's very important that you learn how. We talk about this in some of the other shows that we have, is, you know, the faith in business was yesterday, and how those things are important in, you know, to being an entrepreneur. You need money, and you've got to understand how that money is, it affects you. And so, anyway, let's talk about the need for entrepreneurs. You know, America was built into a great nation by many people who were willing to take risks and to be the game changers and the company builders. And they weren't afraid to go up against odds, you know, great odds, and to be legacy shapers and boldly go into the unknown. But, you know, times of prosperity brings a lull. It brings a calming effect that puts many people to sleep. And as we've talked about in the last times, it turns them into sheeple. It's the entrepreneur. This is a different breed of person, very different than sheeple. Not only willing, you know, to create business and enterprise, but has the need to do so. The definition of an entrepreneur would be a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, especially with considerable initiative and risk. Now, there's one thing about that, though, is an entrepreneur is more of startup than he would be a manager. Manager is going to be that individual who manages the enterprise. And so entrepreneurs are much more than just a manager. They're the lifeblood of any free society. Now, it's not wrong either to ask if an entrepreneur is born that way naturally, and they're naturally that way, or if it's something that can be taught. In fact, the question has been asked over and over, and there have been many who've tried to find a suitable answer, even so much that schools have rushed to create classes to teach the topics of entrepreneurship. But the question still remains that, hang on a second. Okay, just turning off something here. Okay, the question still remains, are entrepreneurs born that way, or can the skill sets they possess be learned with teaching? A search on the internet, that gives you varied results, and it was Forbes, an article that I was looking in Forbes. It says, of the necessary skill sets to be a good entrepreneur, here's some that are included, and whether they can be taught or it's natural instinct. They talk about high intellect. That's an advantage, and it can be taught. Visionary and good instincts. The advantage is that's usually born with the vision, the ability, but you can learn it. Persistence and drive. The advantage is born. But, you know, it was Gordon B. Hinckley that says most men are naturally lazy. They would rather do nothing than be actively engaged in a good work. It has something you've got to find within, and that's why passion is important. Fearless, calculated risk taker. They say, Forbes says, the advantage is you're born, you're fearless. But being fearless, you can be taught as well. A good communicator, listener, salesperson, team builder, and motivator. That's something that can be taught. And domain experience in the industry, that is something that can be taught. So it would seem with these traits and characteristics as an entrepreneur, you'd have to be born that way over being taught. But I believe there's some very important considerations that must be taken into account before you can determine the fate of any potential entrepreneur. The word born, I believe, gives a connotation that from day one, the child is doomed not to be able to succeed as an entrepreneur if he's not already encoded into his or her DNA. I was looking at, well, the Poverty Report, something I found around 2011. And I will bring that back into focus because that study sheds immense light on something that has more influence on future generation of entrepreneurs than might be suspected at a first glance. The key word here, instead of the word born, should be born into. The report that Mr. Fields, he states that, quote, there's much more beyond just improving short-term family incomes and determine the life chances of poor children. A healthy pregnancy, a positive but authoritative parenting, high-quality child care, a positive approach to learning at home, and an improvement in parents' qualifications to get. That can transform child's life chances and trump class background and parental income. And a child growing up in a family with these attributes, even if the family's poor, has every chance of succeeding in life. Now, other research has shown that the simple fact of a mother or father being interested in their child's education alone increases the chances of moving out of poverty as an adult by 25 percentage points, end quote. Now, I believe that that is substantial in creating an opportunity of a child successfully being an entrepreneur if the parent is willing to learn also. Now, another part of the report says, quote, compare the current belief that the parent is taught by a process of osmosis with care the state takes in educating parents who wish to adopt. Six major areas. Sorry about that. I am actually trading at the same time that I'm giving this, so just made a ton of money. It's something I've learned in, I've been learning about learning in about investing, and it's something that you really, really, really have to learn as one of the quarters, and that's one of the things I've put off for a long time. Let me start that quote over again here just for a minute. Let's see. Okay. Compare the current belief that parenting is taught by a process of osmosis with the care the state takes in educating parents who wish to adopt. Six major areas of study have to be undertaken, and this is the training of adults who want to care for children. Raising knowledge about parenting skills within school curriculum is the first critical move to change the direction of the tide from what has been the long retreat from the tough, loving style of parenting. Those skills in parenting and life skills need to be developed and not dismissed as being soft. They have an important hard-edged outcomes. If we are truly to bring about a once-in-a-generation cultural shift, we will need to think at every level of society how all of us can support individuals, families, and communities giving greater value to than actively support emphasizing the importance of parenting. So parenting, and that's end quote, parenting is thing that is extremely important in understanding what a child's going to be doing. If you're going to tell a child, get a good education, get a job, and stay at your job for a long time, that which has been told to kids forever and ever, that's what they're going to be thinking. And I believe that parenting is traditional. Okay, that means that traditions are passed on from generation to generation, and children learn what their parents teach, intentionally or unintentionally, especially by example. The fruit does not fall far from the tree. I've seen the kids of business owners act differently than kids of employee-minded sheeple. It makes a world of difference how the child is taught in those first 6 years of life, and rightly so. Their parent should be the principal source of education during those years. That makes the responsibility for potential entrepreneur success to fall squarely on the shoulders of the parent instead of leaving it up all to the fate of being born that way. It's being born into an entrepreneurial home that makes up some of that born advantage that molds the tender minds of our next generation of entrepreneurs. Now, with that in mind, a solution is needed to accelerate the generational change to provide more entrepreneurs in the immediate future rather than allowing children to be subjected to an employee-minded and sheeple mindset that is prevalent in our society today. That's why I say there's nothing wrong with being a whole bunch of entrepreneurial type courses. People are going to take different aspects and different approaches. Some people may be teaching online. Others may be teaching things that are important. So it's when there's more emphasis on teaching entrepreneurship, especially to parents, not only allowing them to consider ways of increasing their own incomes, but also changing the environment which their children are raised, that is a good thing. It's the premise of what we are talking about at Business Kids Academy. It's really not too soon to teach kids how to be entrepreneurs from birth, simply from the environment which they're raised, and continuing that education as soon as, 6 years of age with other sources that are still under the supervision of the parent. So training a child to be an employee throughout their developmental years by using phrases, as we said, get a good education, get a good job. What are you going to be when you grow up? Expecting to hear some sort of job-related occupation? That firm sets firm that employee mindset by the time they're through that first growth stage, and expecting that it can be easily reversed by enrolling them into entrepreneurial classes at high school. That's going to require a lot of unlearning in order to teach those things that need to be taught to a good entrepreneur. So you've got to think about it. You've got to think about what is really happening and what's going to happen with an individual, with a child in growing up years, and what it is, what are you teaching as an individual? I mean, as a parent, what are you teaching your children? So think about it. If you need to look at becoming do a little business yourself, a little side business of learning what it takes to become an entrepreneur as a parent, so that you can teach your sheeples. What I was reading something here. You can teach your children how to think entrepreneurially minded. Then perhaps that's what you need to do. Anyway, thank you for being with me this morning, or if it's on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico with Business Kids Academy. And make your day great and stay on cue. Bye for now. This program is, I don't actually have I don't have it, but it's sponsored by Senator Thane, Senator Thane, Thane for Senate. And you can get a copy of Road to Venezuela at roadtovenezuela.com. tells about the Proposition 2. And Proposition 2 takes people and puts them on the dole. Get a copy. It's free at roadtovenezuela.com. Learn a little bit about it. And it talks about the principles that we talk about here. Thanks again, and I appreciate it. Get On Cue Now, Tips for Accomplishment is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Saber Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved. And I'll say Business Kids Academy, Tips for Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Saber Mountain Incorporated, all rights reserved. Boy, thanks for listening to me this morning. It was a tough morning, too many things going on, and I've got too many things in front of me. But anyway, have a great day. See you next week.